Hello and welcome to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman alongside Joel Johnson, certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. Joel has been published in Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. He hosts on TV every weekend Better Money on WFSB Channel 3 on the Saturday and Sunday morning news with Kara Sundland in Connecticut and in Boston Saturday at 7 a.m. on WCBV. He's been an analyst for Fox Business, and he's the author of six of his own books, including The Money Map, and most recently, The Wealthy Think Differently. He's husband to Wendy, father to four boys, Brandon, Michael, Joel, and Noah, and he's here to share his wisdom with us today. Joel, a terrible month of October for Wall Street. Where do you think we go from here?
Well, we're due for the correction, right, John? We've been talking about this for a long, long time. I mean, it's been since 2009, the markets have basically been going straight up. We've had a few little corrections in there, but we're actually due, I said correction, we're actually due for a bear market here. So I don't know if it's going to happen right now. It's certainly the market is acting like it's moving into bear market territory. But there's a number of things to acknowledge and to realize. First of all, as of the end of October, the market was actually, depending on which index you're looking at, up a little bit for the year. The other thing to look at is a lot of stocks are down for the year or were down for the year before we got hit with all this October volatility. If you look at the S&P 500 index, and for those of you folks that don't know, the S&P 500 index is basically an index of 500 stocks that are the largest, in theory, the largest 500 stocks in the U.S. If you take out the big five, these would be companies like Amazon, Apple, Google, a few companies like that, the market was actually down before October even started because of the massively strong performance of those four or five stocks that make up a big, huge chunk, like the first 20% of the entire 500 companies. That's why we've been feeling like the market's doing so great. The market has not actually been doing as well as we think. And that's why many of you that have well-diversified portfolios weren't up as much when the market was up. And you might not be going down as much as the market's going down because you're not overexposed to those technology stocks. In fact, if you have a well-diversified portfolio, you're not weighted like the S&P 500. You're not gambling on those technology stocks. You're well-diversified, and I hope you are. And this is one of the reasons why we feel very good about where we have our clients, because we use different types of accounts where their accounts don't go down when the market goes down. And if you get that diversification right, if you spread the money across not only different asset classes, but you have some of that money safe with a floor underneath it, well, then when the market drops, let's say you have a 50-50 mix between safe and market exposure, and the market drops 20%, in theory, you're only going to drop 10%. So what we're trying to do for our clients is protect them against that downturn. They might have some exposure to that downturn, but the downturn will be buffeted. And yet in the good times, they'll still participate in reasonable rates of return. So if you are thinking right now, my goodness, I'm nervous. You know, I'm hearing the news and the market is doing these hiccups. I know we're way overdue for a correction or even for a bear market. Call us, call another financial advisor, talk to somebody who knows what they're doing, and make sure your portfolio is well diversified. And most importantly, your investment portfolio serves your overall financial plan. And if you don't have a financial plan, you ought to. Like I said, call us, call some qualified person, but make sure you're sitting down with somebody that understands you, understands your goals, and is protecting you. Most of you listening to this program have saved enough money. You don't need to hit a home run. You just need a reasonable rate of return and have a good financial plan to carry you through retirement.
Well, I'm curious, Joel, how does it change the day-to-day life around Johnson Brunetti when the market is being volatile? I mean, are you guys fielding a lot of calls from concerned clients wanting to know what's going on with their account? I mean, how is it different around your office when the market is like this?
Yeah, it's actually not very different at all. I had a conversation on Tuesday with one of our advisors, Matt, and I was saying, because I overheard him on a call with a client, and I said, good job on that call, Matt. Sounds like you were talking about the long-term plan that the client has. And I said, how many of those calls are you getting? He said, that's the first one. So here we have been in a very, very volatile market, a market in October that's lost a significant amount of value off its peak. And we had in Matt's case, only one call from clients, and he probably handles a few hundred clients. So for us, it's not hectic at all. Now, I remember when I started out in this business, John, I was with a big brokerage firm, and I was getting calls all the time when the market would act like this because most people were way too exposed to stocks. Again, in our financial plans, we believe in getting a reasonable rate of return, but building principal protection into a portfolio. So if our clients have listened to us, they're not nervous. They might be a little hyper aware of what's going on out there, but if we remind them of how their portfolio is structured, usually they're in very, very comfortable shape.
Joel, for people who are not your clients, how should they be reacting and handling their investments during times of market volatility like this? I mean, you referenced earlier, if you don't have a plan, you need to have a plan. But, you know, outside of that, if your 401k is up and down, what should you be doing?
Well, first of all, if it's a 401k and you're still working, maybe up your contributions if you can this time of year. Buy when things are cheap and sell when things are expensive. Also, if you have a good balance set up, make sure you've rebalanced. Make sure you've, and hopefully you did that a little while back, but if you didn't, you should do it now, where you're selling some of your winners and beefing up some of the things that haven't done as well because the market works in cycles. So if you rebalance, that means you're buying what's cheap and you're selling what is profitable. And that just makes sense to rebalance a portfolio. Again, that's if you're trying to protect against the downside. Look at where you have your money in your 401k, not just from a rebalancing standpoint, but what funds are you invested in? Did you choose your funds based on recent performance, or did you choose your funds with a long-term goal in mind? And I would say at this point, if you're over 55, you should probably have some type of investment tools. They may not be available in your 401k, but some type of investment tools where you just earn a nice interest rate, let's say, for example, 3-6%, but you don't lose principal. And then you use that to offset the market exposure you have. And the key is don't have too much market exposure, especially if you're relying on that money to generate a retirement income. So I don't want to tell everybody just hang in there and ignore what's happening in the market, because if you don't have a good investment portfolio in the first place, you shouldn't hang in there. If you do have a good investment portfolio, if it's thought through, if it's balanced, let's say 50% stocks and 50% safe accounts that won't go down, maybe it's your stable value fund. And I don't mean bonds. Bonds are ugly right now. But let's say you're 50% in a stable value fund and 50% in stocks and you're 50 years old, you're probably okay. Maybe you shouldn't do anything as long as the stock part of that portfolio is well diversified.
Well, for people who aren't working and don't have that 401k anymore, they're no longer contributing to their accounts. Is it okay to have some volatility in the portfolio, or do we just need to be done with volatility altogether at that stage of life?
Well, no, the price of keeping up with inflation in the long run is some volatility. And so, you know, that might only mean 20% of your portfolio is exposed to stocks, or maybe it's 30%. It depends on you, but I think you need to have some volatility. So I'll just give you an example of my dad. My dad's 82 years old, and he has, I want to say, about 80% of his money that is safe. It can't go down. It won't lose value even when the market goes down. It's basically in bank funds and guaranteed insurance contracts where he earns a reasonable rate of return, but he can't lose principal. The other 20% is exposed. It's exposed to market volatility, and we've done real well over the last few years, so it doesn't hurt us to give a little bit back on that. But it's very well diversified. We're managing it. I'm managing it. And he feels very good because he knows he's got that 80% that can't go down. It helps him hang in there when times get tough and ignore all this hysteria we're hearing on the news.
Well, Joel, you mentioned if people don't have a plan, maybe you're losing a lot of sleep at night, you're just not comfortable with your portfolio, that you should get a plan. Tell us how somebody can make that happen. What does that process look like if that plan is being put together with you?
Well, it's real simple. Call us. Call us now. We want to do a plan for you. It's absolutely complimentary. We call our planning process the Money Map Retirement Plan, because part of that plan is a map. It's one page, and it shows you your entire financial life. And then we talk through it with you and give you our recommendations. We talk about which accounts we like, which accounts we don't like, which accounts serve you based on your goals, which accounts don't serve you based on your goals. So one of the outcomes from visiting with us is you get your own money map. The other things that a plan consists of is a retirement income analysis. Are your investments set up, and are your guaranteed sources of income like Social Security and pension set up to deliver a consistent monthly check for you as long as you live? What rate of return do you need to get on your other assets so that you have all the income you need, so you don't run out of money? That's part of the MoneyMap retirement plan. And then we run, as part of that whole piece, a stress test on your portfolio. We want to know if you're taking too much risk. You want to know if you're taking too much risk. So again, just call us. That's all part of the MoneyMap retirement plan. We do that absolutely complimentary. Most people that come and see us are already working with a financial advisor. That's okay. Unless you're unhappy with that relationship, we don't want to get in the way of that relationship, but we want to give you a second opinion as a listener to this program. So call us now. Call 1-800-705-1232. That's 1-800-705-1232. Now, here's the thing. If you're in good shape, you'll get some reassurance. You'll get some additional confidence. If you're not in good shape, don't you want to know it as early as possible? If you're making mistakes, if you're on the wrong track, if your assets are too exposed to risk, if you're running the risk of running out of money before you run out of life, to put it one way, wouldn't it be good to find out now so you can make adjustments? Remember, the farther away that you are from an event that you're trying to protect against, the smaller the adjustment needs to be made. So give us a call. Get your MoneyMap retirement plan. Again, 1-800-705-1232. And this is for you if you have $250,000 saved for retirement or more. Call 1-800-705-1232. We'll have you come in, visit with us, have a cup of coffee, and get your customized MoneyMap retirement plan. There's a lot of detail that goes on behind the scenes, but what you leave with is very simple, and it'll let you know, again, if you're okay or if you're not.
800-705-1232 is the number to call. That's 800-705-1232. You can call or text, whichever is easiest for you. If you text, just be sure to include your first and last name. When you come in to visit with the team at Johnson Brunetti, you'll leave with a copy of one of Joel's books. You pick whichever one you want. Maybe The Money Map, maybe Forced to Retire, maybe The Wealthy Think Differently. Lots of options for you to choose from there when you come in for your Money Map retirement review. Again, 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. You're listening to Money Wisdom. Joel Johnson is a certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti. Joel, let's talk about the statements that everybody gets in the mail. Maybe it's an IRA statement, maybe it's a 401k, maybe it's some other investment account. You know, some people don't even look at them. Some people might get the paper version and never even open the envelope. Some might open the envelope but just leave the statement there on the counter and never really look at it until it gets recycled. Some people get the electronic version and they open the email but don't really even open the PDF to look at their statement. But for the people who do look at their statement and try to assess what's going on, let's try to take some of the mystery out of what they're looking at. So one of the things that a lot of statements show, and this is especially common with 401ks, is that income projection, where it says something like, okay, well, here's your $678,000 in this particular account. That's good for, you know, I don't know, make up a number, $3,800 a month of retirement income. Just how reliable are those income projections?
Well, they're not reliable, and that doesn't mean it's going to be way off. If they're telling you you're going to have $4,000 a month in retirement, it's probably not going to be $400 a month, and it's not going to be $40,000 a month. But probably the only thing that's guaranteed is it won't be the number on your statement, because that's a projection with all kinds of variables in it: rate of return, how much you're contributing, what the interest rates are when you retire, whether you annuitize the balance in your 401k when you retire, or whether you take systematic withdrawals. There are just too many factors that go into that income projection. So, you know, I like to look at it, and we don't even have them on our 401k statements here at Johnson Brunetti. But when clients come in and we're looking at those, I kind of like to look at it as just a baseline. If you read the fine print, either online, if you're getting that online, or on the paper, you'll realize that they're really not promising you anything. So it's a good thing to look at. It's a baseline. It's kind of a projection, probably based on a 6% or so rate of return, that if you keep putting money into the 401k like you are now, and the company keeps matching like they are now, the approximate amount that you'll be able to take out, just know it's going to be a different number. So you probably ought to get a different type of retirement income projection, just to back it up, just to see how those numbers are. Because one of the things a retirement income projection from a professional will give you is it'll give you all the assumptions real clearly. It'll give you the rate of inflation. It'll put in the rate of inflation, which many times that 401k statement is not showing you. And you'll also know what are the assumptions when you take money out. Is it an annuitization, which just means that you're losing control of your principal to get a guaranteed income? Or does it depend on systematic withdrawals? And depending on who you are and what your personality is and how good you are with money or how challenged you are with money, those are huge, huge differences. Some of you auto-annuitize. Some of you shouldn't. Some of you should just take systematic withdrawals. Some of you won't even need the money in your 401k. So it's just a small baseline number, and I wouldn't put too much confidence in that number.
I guess my fear is that there are people out there that are hanging their hat on that number and saying, well, I'm going to need $7,000 a month in retirement, and I'll have Social Security and maybe a little bit of a pension, and my 401k says it's good for $4,500 a month, so I should be fine. Yeah, there's a lot more nuance to it than that.
Yeah, there really is, and that's not factoring in inflation, so you have to be real careful. If you need $7,000 a month today, and you're not going to retire for 10 years, first of all, it's going to cost more than $7,000 a month 10 years from now than it does for those things that you can buy for $7,000 a month today. And 20 or 30 years from now, if you're living on $7,000 a month today, you might need $21,000 a month. You might need to triple that amount of income just because of cost of living and healthcare costs and inflation and so on. So don't use that projection as, you know, this written in stone guarantee. It doesn't factor in enough things to count on it as a good full financial plan that covers income. It's just a baseline for you.
Another thing that people see on their statements, whether it's 401k statements or some other investment account, is that little pie chart, the asset allocation summary. And you might have a little purple and a little orange and a little red and a little yellow. I think most people know, okay, we probably don't want all of our money to be the same color in that pie chart. But outside of that, I'm not sure how much people really understand what they're looking at there, exactly what's going on with that pie chart.
Well, there's two types of pie charts for the most part. One would be a pie chart that shows each individual fund and how much money you have in those funds. So let's say you have a T. Rowe Price growth fund, and you have a Fidelity growth fund, and you have a Vanguard growth fund. Those three growth funds, even though they invest in the same stuff, are going to show up as three different slices of that pie. So you're going to have that going all the way around the pie. You know, if you have three small company stock funds, they're going to be in there. If you have three bond funds, if you have three emerging markets funds. So you're going to have this pie that's divided up into lots of little slices. That's a pie chart based on the different investment choices that you have. The more popular, and I think the more helpful, is the pie chart that shows what we call the different asset classes or the different styles of investing. So in my earlier example, if you have a Fidelity growth fund, a Vanguard growth fund, and a T. Rowe Price growth fund, they're probably all buying large company growth stocks. They would show up as all the same color because they have the same aim and the same stuff inside those mutual funds. So then you'd have a much simpler pie chart with maybe just 4 to 6 different pieces of that pie that are going to show you the difference between big stocks, small stocks, international, and then maybe you've got a bond fund and a stable value fund or a money market fund in there, you know, 4, 5, 6 slices. What that basically shows you is where you're exposed to different investment styles or different asset classes, and you don't want to be overexposed to one particular area. You might have 40 or 50% of your money in large company stocks, but you shouldn't have 90% of your money in large company U.S. stocks. And so it's very important to pay attention to that pie chart and make sure there's thought behind it. You're just not trying to make a pretty looking pie chart or have lots of different slices, because again, that's a little better than gambling because you've got some diversification in there, but we can't afford to gamble with your retirement, nor should you.
Another thing that people probably don't see on their statement, especially if it's a 401k, is their fees. And it seems like for a lot of people, the assumption is, well, I don't have any fees ever listed on here. I guess my employer takes care of those fees for me.
Yeah, and the employer might take care of some fees. So I'll give you an example of how our 401k works here at Johnson Brunetti. We have chosen to pick up the administration fee for our employees. We just write a check out of our corporate account, and the employees bear no cost of that internal administration fee. That's not the case with all 401ks. Many 401ks, the administration fee is borne by the employees. I don't see it coming out of my account. It's just sort of in there. But that administration fee is being paid by the employees. So that's one example of a fee where you wouldn't know necessarily if you're paying it or not. Then, of course, if you have an insurance company-based 401k, there are typically some additional administrative fees that the insurance company is putting on there. Then you've got, of course, you've got the fund fees, the individual mutual fund fees that exist inside the 401k. And then what's not disclosed, because it's almost impossible to calculate, is the trading costs and the custody costs when, let's say, for instance, the Vanguard Growth Fund is buying and selling stocks. That difference in pricing of stocks when a big fund is buying and selling it cannot be disclosed and can't even be calculated in that particular fund. So lots of different fees. It doesn't mean the cheapest is best. Don't interpret that I'm saying that. The cheapest is not always best, but you just need to understand these four or five different fees and how are they affecting your 401k? Because when it comes time to roll that money out, that's part of the discussion. Is it going to be more expensive to roll the money out tax-free into an IRA, or is it going to be less expensive? What are the benefits I get to rolling the money out of the 401k versus leaving it in there? That is part of that thought process, which is what fees are you paying to leave it where it is versus to move it somewhere else.
And no matter how diligently you look at your statements, 401k or other investment account, no matter how much you kind of pour through what's going on in there, I can guarantee you that you don't read all of the disclosures and the fine print, unless you're the person who reads the terms and conditions every time you update to the new operating system on your iPhone. You probably don't read the fine print on your account statement. So, Joel, is there anything we should be aware of in any of that fine print that maybe it would be good for us to know instead of just skipping over?
Well, a lot of the fine print is legal and mandatory disclosures that have to be given that are going to be the same in every 401k. Some of the 401ks now are actually disclosing some of the internal fees, so you might want to just look at that. But again, this is your 401k. I mean, it's not like you can go to your, you know, if you work for General Electric, you can't go to GE and say, hey, I'm not happy with the fees, change the 401k for all the employees across the world. So some of it just is what it is, but it doesn't hurt to read the fine print once or twice and not necessarily to dwell on it, but just to understand how things work. We started this segment talking about income projections. Read the fine print on that income projection, because you're going to find out there are just way too many variables to count on that number, let's say $4,000 a month, actually happening in the future. So, you know, again, you don't have a lot of control over your 401k and the choices within it. That's up to your company. That's why for most people, once they exit their company, they typically roll it over for more flexibility and control. But at least you will understand your 401k plan. So what have we talked about? We've talked about income projections on that 401k statement. How accurate are they? We've talked about asset allocation, your blend of different investments. We've talked about fees that you need to know are in there. It's not that anybody's necessarily trying to hide the fees from you. You've just got to be aware. You've got to find them yourself. And then, of course, the disclosures and the fine print. All of this comes down to the fact that you need to understand exactly how your 401k works and how does it fit into an overall retirement plan. Let's not lose sight of the fact that the 401k, your 401k, or your 403b, or your 457 deferred comp plan is just a part of your overall retirement picture. And you need a plan. You need an overall financial plan so that you're not caught up like much of the world is, like much of the U.S. is, in, oh, what mutual fund do I own in my 401k? Is this one better than that one? And so on. That's not what this is about. That discussion only takes place after we put together an overall financial plan for you. And that 401k or that retirement plan that you have at your work needs to coordinate with everything else that you have. And we do that for you, and we call it our Money Map Retirement Review Process. That's available to you as a listener. I want you to call us, come in, go through that process. You will not regret going through that process. There's no obligation. Again, most people that come in are already working with another financial advisor. That's okay. If that person's doing a good job for you, we'll let you know. But wouldn't it be nice to know if you're off track? Wouldn't it be nice to know if you're taking risk? Wouldn't it be nice to know if you're setting yourself up to hit potholes in retirement and possibly damage the future of your retirement? That's what we'll help you do. So give us a call right now. If you have $250,000 saved for retirement, call us in the next 15 minutes. We'll set up a time for you to come in, visit with us, and get your Money Map retirement plan. It's 1-800-705-1232. Again, that's 1-800-705-1232. It's called the Money Map. Call us, get a copy of your Money Map.
800-705-1232 is the number to call. That's 800-705-1232. No cost, no obligation to come in for your Money Map retirement review. Call or text that number, whichever you prefer. Just be sure to include your first and last name if you're texting. 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. 3-2. And that's all we have time for this week. We'll talk with you next week, same time, same place, right here on Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom.
Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents in all appropriate jurisdictions.